Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
This might sound like an odd question.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's blue tongue lizard died on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys look to see how he died?
We can. The process that is like a post-mortem, and if you wanted to, we can kind of surgically open him up and see if there's any abnormalities or anything like that. Generally, it is a fairly good indicator of what has gone on, or at least we can, from the changes that we see, we can assume, you know, what has gone on. In some cases we can, or if the owner would like to, we send samples off to a lab so that they can assess it like under a microscope for pathology and all of that kind of thing as well. That's normally a very in-depth report that we'll get back. Did you say it passed on Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Has it been in the fridge?
Yes.
Yeah. It can be a little bit tough once they do pass. The fridge is definitely good, but after about 3 or so days, the natural decaying processes will continue. So if you wanted to, we can book that in for tomorrow. I'll just have a look at our schedule. So we can potentially have a look tomorrow. I would, like I said, with those processes continuing, that can cause...
interfere with what you can see and all that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
How much is it?
Yeah, I will have a quick look. That was my next...
Because tomorrow is pretty much the last sort of day, isn't it, like to really be able to see anything and...
Yes and no, we can freeze, but then again, freezing, although yes, it stops a lot of the autolysis and a lot of those natural processing processes continuing. Freezing it then, you know, removes some of the moisture because you've frozen it, so when you kind of thaw it out, it can, again, kind of skew those results and make it a little bit harder for us to infer what's going on. But if you just bear with me, I've got... So the post-mortem itself is $150. I will just confirm and make sure that there's nothing else that I have to book in. With
Take
that.
Yeah,
yep. I'll be right back though.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet.
Thank you for holding there. So it's just the post-mortem. Unfortunately, I looked at the wrong price. It was 300 in total, but that includes almost like a full consultation that we book out.
Yeah.
And so we do the full process where we do almost like the surgical opening and see what we can find.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you guys a call and run through everything afterwards. So if you wanted to, were you guys free tomorrow to drop this little guy off? And then
yeah,
we can
either I can do it or my daughter's dad can do it. Yeah, that's perfect.
Sure. And so what I will do is I'll make a new client file. Have you been with us before?
I don't know if she brought one of her other lizards years ago in to see you guys.
Yeah, that's okay. I can have a look for you. What would one of her other lizards be called?
Turbo.
Turbo. And what was your surname?
It'll be under Silk, S-I-L-K.
There we go. The pygmy bearded dragon. Yeah, so
yeah,
I've got you guys
yeah.
On here. So what I will do is I'll add the new file on here. So what was this little blue tongue's name?
Vinny.
And do you know if Vinny was male or female?
I think male, but I don't know.
No, that's okay. Do you know how old Vinny was roughly?
About 4 years.
Four? Awesome. And you said he was a little bearded dragon? Blue tongue. I was thinking
yeah.
of the other one. I had the other one
yeah,
before.
Okay.
So blue tongue. Okay. So I'll go ahead and save all of that. Now, it works fairly well if you had were able to drop this little guy off in the morning.
Yep.
And then we've got a morning appointment available that we can book out for the post-mortem, and we'd be able to give you guys a call within that time after we've done everything.
Okay.
As I mentioned, at about that three-day mark, we would expect that there can be some continuation of the autolysis, which is like the processes of decaying, I guess. And so my vet will potentially look to take some samples if there was any ambiguity with the results. You guys can decide to send those off if you wanted to. There will be extra fees, but the vets will discuss that with you guys because there's some tests that they might look to do that are different to others, so there'll be different costs.
Yeah.
But they'll run through
okay.
all of that with you. If you
Perfect.
Did want to, you can send it off. There's no no pressure to whatsoever. But
yeah.
we'll
okay.
talk to you and discuss that with you guys if and when the time comes. So I will book that.
What time
in.
On Tuesday?
So I've got the appointment booked in for 20 past 10. So as long as it's before then we can go ahead and...
Okay, so any time before 10:20?
Yes, yep.
Okay,
and I'll
perfect.
Just mention in the appointment book that you guys will be coming in beforehand, but as long as it's before 10:20, that's no dramas.
Cool.
We'll kind of pop him in the fridge, and when it's ready to go, we'll give you a call after everything's done, and we'll go through the results of the findings.
Okay, so he's in a closed container in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to do anything when I bring him to you? Like, do I need to put cold packs in there, like...
How long does it take you guys to get to the clinic?
Probably be 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, so, like, if you were particularly concerned about the drive and, you know, how warm it is getting, then just popping a little ice pack in there will be completely fine, just to keep it
okay.
cool. And then from here, we'll just pop it in our fridge. So there's, you know, no concern about anything after that. But if you had a spare... ice pack, feel free to use that and
okay.
then yeah just give us a call if there's any issues with coming in before 10:20 tomorrow. We do have an appointment. Yeah, cool. We do have an appointment later on in that day if worse comes to worse, but if that's
no,
all
that's
fine
perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. I've got
thank you so much for your help.
That's okay. I've got the file under Aaron Silk, but I was gonna ask what your number was if you wanted us to run through the results with you.
It might be best to run... maybe call him because he knows more about this stuff than me.
That's okay.
Yeah, and then he can just let me know.
Fantastic. No worries. Well, we will let Aaron know, but if there was any necessity or any questions from your end, then just let us know. Otherwise, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
No worries. Bye-bye.